It's Tuesday night, Jaguars fans. Time for the Jaguars Coaches Show. Jaguars Coaches Show. With your host, play-by-play man Brian Sexton.
There goes Ruiz up the middle. He's going to the end zone. And 5 touchdown, Jacksonville.
The Jaguars Coaches Show is brought to you by Sonny's Real Pit Barbecue, Wells Fargo, Ticket Exchange, and by Everbank. Now, to get things started, here's the voice of the Jaguars.
The voice.
Brian Sexton.
Joe, serious, you can get rid of that now. Welcome to the Jaguars Coaches Show. Brian Sexton, along with Joe Fortunato, and we're joined
the
this evening.
Voice.
By Jaguars linebackers coach, Mark Duffner. Come on, Joe. Joe Cullen's here as well. Have a seat. We're just it's low-key radio tonight. It's low-key radio. Grab the seat and the headset. Folks, so that you know what we're doing here, we are going to be fast and furious here in the first 20 minutes, 25 minutes of the show, and then we will turn it over to all of the festivities which are taking place outside in the bowl. We'll carry Gene Smith, Mike Mularkey, Shad Khan. Those three gentlemen are going to speak, and we'll have all of it for you. Sincerely, though, I'm thrilled to welcome in Mark Duffner and Joe Cullen. Guys, when a coaching staff is let go, as you guys know, you lose friendships because guys move on around the league. And it is great that you guys have returned. It's good for the football team, but it's good for a lot of us around here who genuinely like you, and we're glad that you're back.
Well, we appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Joe, you might want to pull that. You got a big voice, but you might want to pull that a little bit closer.
Same here.
You've been here Brian. 2 years, and all of a sudden now we're going to see you for a couple more. That's good.
Well, it's great to be here, one, on the air, and I know what Coach Duff just said. We really appreciate you having us on, and great to be back part of the Jaguar family.
You know, you guys finished sixth in total defense this year, which I think is deceiving because you were 9/10 of a yard from being fifth. I mean, so you're top five defense by all accounts. And for at least six games, you did it with, glue, gum, I mean, whatever you could to hold that thing together.
Well, that's a tribute to the staff and to the players. I mean, truthfully, there was a mindset that the staff, I think, established with the team when they reported in the very beginning of the summer ball, and this continued that throughout the season. So, again, that was a collective effort that everybody's proud of and anxious to continue.
That which doesn't kill me makes me stronger. You walk away with some benefit from that, Joe, as you go into a new year and hopefully have a lot of guys healthy?
No, absolutely. Coach Tucker always talked about next man up, and you look at some of the key guys down that stretch that played really well. One comes to mind is Russell Allen. Russell played really excellent football when Clint was injured, and Lejay Duzable and C.J. Mosley filled in nicely during that stretch. So that only helps you in the future, where now instead of being labeled as a backup, you can go in and start and be productive.
And we talked about your linebackers, and since Coach Cullen brings it up, Paul Posluszny stepped in and played at a Pro Bowl level. Your regard for Darryl Smith is well chronicled.
Well, I tell you this, if there's a better player that can do all that he can do on any club, I'd like to see him. We wish he'd get a little bit more national exposure, but that's something that that Darryl really doesn't have a strong interest in. He's just interested in doing everything he can to help the Jaguars win.
And so now you've got that group with a year together. You get Clint Session back. You've got Russell Allen that's playing at a high level. Yep. I mean, that has to be, and I think you would agree, that was a core group for this defense this year. I mean, you guys were there every single play.
Well, it's a great, great group of young men to work with. As good of players as they are, they're even better people, and we all benefit from their contributions to the team.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to get as many breaks as we can in here in the next 20 minutes or so while visiting with Joe Cullen and Mark Duffner, and that way we can carry the entirety of the Ready to Rise rally, which is the bowl is filling up outside. They've got the drum line out there, the cheerleaders out there, and we expect a raucous evening with better than 5,000 people on hand, which is exciting in January for a team that's not in the playoffs. We'll take a break. Hopefully we change that in 2012 and return after this on the Jaguars Radio Network. Fans, nobody helps you get ready for game day better than Gate. Snacks, food, drinks, and more. Stop by Gate today, and maybe on your way down to the stadium here this year. I don't know. Are people tailgating, Joe?
Why wouldn't they be?
Yeah, there's a lot of excitement in the bowl, and again, we will carry as much of it as they will allow us. Does everybody have a mustache?
I think a lot of people show up tonight.
A lot of people with it out there. Joe, let's talk about Jeremy Mincy first and foremost. We talked about Russell Allen, and Jeremy Mincy finishes with 8 sacks. A couple of years ago, Jeff Loggeman asked me during training camp, who do you think is the best pass rusher out here? I was naming off different guys, Reggie Hayward, whoever it was. He said, you got it all wrong. I said, well, I'm not surprised that you'd say that to me. And he said, it's Jeremy Mincy. And, you know, then Mincy was on the roster, off the roster, injuries the whole nine yards. And to see him become what he became this year, the game against Tampa Bay in particular, there was a moment where he came to the sideline. He had missed the shot at the quarterback. And you know, you're smiling. You know which one I'm talking about. He just went right over the top of the quarterback. And that's a big quarterback now. Josh Freeman's big. But then the next play, he came back and bull rushed Donald Penn, who Tony Boselli thinks is as good a left tackle as you'll find in the game. Certainly is big. Mincy just, he showed the ability to play consistently this season, didn't he?
No, he really did. You know, one of the things about Jeremy, his motor, he's relentless. He plays hard all the time. But we really gave him the opportunity last year. And for the last five games, or last eight games, he had five sacks last season. Even with an injured wrist, he broke his wrist when we gave him the promotion going into the Dallas week. But he really was consistent week in and week out. And that game alone right there, he missed two. One of them, it was good that he missed because Darrell had the sack fumble for the touchdown.
Right.
But he
he easily could have been a double-digit sack guy this year.
Easy. Probably about 12, 13, yeah, if you count the misses.
I think he's a guy who also brings a certain swagger, a certain charisma, and people gravitate towards him.
Well, one thing about as a coach, you know, with Jeremy, what you see is what you're gonna get, and week in and week out, you know he's gonna bring it, and that's what he does. Great for us.
You're listening to the Jaguars Coaches Show, and again, we are working to keep things moving along towards the bottom of the hour. Do we need another break? Let's take it now, get it in, then we'll come back. We'll talk a little bit about the future, about Coach Mularkey, about the process now. These guys are getting ready to head to the Senior Bowl next week. Won't be long. We'll be talking players again. This is the Jaguars Coaches Show, and you're listening on Jaguars Radio. Well, when you're looking for department store style at discount prices this out of season, look no further than your neighborhood Stein Mart. There are six locations in Jacksonville. Stein Mart offers more fashion and less price. Back on the Jaguars Coaches Show, again, working towards the bottom of the hour, roughly where we expect to turn it over to the folks outside in the Ready to Rise rally. We've got Joe Cullen and Mark Duffner, two familiar faces. The setting is familiar. We've been talking about familiar names, but this is a different place. It may seem subtle, but have you guys seen, obviously, with the coaching change, with Mike Mularkey here, and there's a new owner in place now. And so things are, they feel different to you, or... Same old place.
No, they absolutely feel different. You know, I think when Mr. Weaver relinquished the ownership to Mr. Kahn, and now with a new coach and certainly the added responsibilities that Gene Smith takes over, it's a different franchise for sure.
There's a feel to it, Joel. Yeah. I mean, there's an edge there. I want to use the word enthusiasm, energy. That's out in the bowl tonight. It's out in the community. I've been here since the beginning. And the one thing that this place had early on was there was this level of intensity. And the last couple of years, I don't know if it's been – I'm talking about the business side now. I don't know that it's been that. In fact, I know it hasn't. Now, all of a sudden, it's back. And that level of energy, it's infectious.
Well, I think any time the newness of everything, like Coach Duffner just said, you know, Gene Smith in charge of operations and new head football coach, Coach Mularkey, who will do great things, and our new ownership. It was great under Mr. Weaver, and now under Shad Khan is only going to become better. And that's exciting.
I think the level of expectation, I guess, is probably the right phrase. And in this game, you guys, of course, know the expectation goes week to week. And,
oh, yeah.
And the pressure is there at all times. But to see the expectation level be laid out and to see people rise to it is kind of exciting.
Well, there's no question about that. I mean, I think that's what everybody wants is, whether it be in Jacksonville or whether it be in Green Bay, they want a football team and an organization that's striving to be a world champion and to be the very best they possibly can. And I think a lot of the pieces of the puzzle, if you will, are starting to fall into place for this to happen here.
Now, you guys are out of here on Sunday for the Senior Bowl. Go over to Mobile.
Well, we're leaving early Sunday morning for that. We're actually leaving very early tomorrow morning to go over and watch some of the East-West Shrine practice.
Where's that?
That's over in St. Pete.
Okay.
And Coach Bobby Ross has one team, and I think Brad Childress has the other. Some of our staff, as far as personnel, are over there. But Joe and I are going to go over and take a look at the players. And so, we're on the move.
And it won't be long before you'll be heading off to Indianapolis for the combine?
Yeah, no, right about now it starts to really pick up in terms of the evaluation process, in terms of whether it be UFAs, as we call them, personnel, or also the college players. So there's quite a bit of evaluation going on now.
You're doing it right now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys got a little time off and then back to the grind.
Well, right now, I think what, and I'll speak for myself, but I think Joe's saying we're really just trying to now sort out the players that, especially in college football, that will be guys that we'll take a good look at and trying to gather information on them at this moment.
Joe, when you look at your group, let's go back to some players here. A lot has been discussed about Tyson Alualu. No surgery for him, at least not at this point. Your thoughts on where he is today from a health perspective? He said in a story in the Florida Times Union that he ended the year strong. He felt good. Where do you envision him coming back if it all goes well? And can he be that dominant, disruptive player that we saw in that Falcons game here last August?
Most definitely. I think one of the things when you look at where we ended up in defense this year, you know, we were top five run defense. So we were fifth in yards per carry, ninth overall, but yards per carry, fifth in the league. And that's says a lot. Your front seven, your back end, everyone has to tie everything together. But you really can't do that without a dominant tackle tandem. And Tyson, to me, played really as well as any tackle this year against the run. Against the run consistently, week in and week out. Where he can get better is in his pass rush. And that dominant game that you saw here in the preseason game, I think he had flashes of that, and I think that will come. And I think you look at some of the top tackles that are perennial Pro Bowl players, Richard Seymour and guys like that, Warren, that were 3-, 4-, and 5-time Pro Bowl players. They weren't Pro Bowl players their first year or second year. Seymour was his third year, fourth, fifth, had a year off, sixth, seventh. And so those are some of the things I think. One, with Tyson's knee, good news. That doesn't have to be major surgery. Maybe it may be clean up or whatnot. And a full year of a true off season with our training staff, our coaches, and he's only going to get better.
The guy next to him also said that he had a visit with Gene Smith at the end of the year, and Gene told him there's a lot of money if you can control yourself and keep your weight in check. Give us your thoughts on Terrence Knighton and how he's approaching this off season, what you expect from him and what he can be if he meets those expectations.
Well, I think Terrence is he's an exceptional athlete for somebody his size. You know, I coached one like that in Detroit, and Sean Rogers, and the things that both of those guys can do over 330 pounds is phenomenal. But one thing with Terrence, when he has that weight in check, where, you know, as you said, Gene met with him, I've met with him, and that he could be as good as anybody in the league. And I think it's a big off season for him. This is going into his fourth season. This is, you know, he just finished his third. And at times where he dominated, there were times where he wasn't as dominating. And I think if he keeps his weight in check, then the sky's the limit for him.
All right. We need another break. And do we get to keep the coaches, or do they need to go outside? Can you stay?
Why, we hope so.
Listen, one more break. We don't want them coming down here and dragging you guys out while we're on the air, or dragging Joe for not sending you out when you needed to. All right, another segment with the coaches here on the Jaguars Radio Network. All right, so they did come and drag the coaches out of here, and so it just happens that way. I had a feeling that with the festivities starting to gain some steam.
Some battles
out there,
aren't worth fighting.
Yeah, well, basically what Joe was saying is we're keeping them no matter what, and then it became no matter what, and so we turned them over. But those are two of the good guys and excellent coaches, and when you look at the performance, the production that Daryl Smith and Paul Posluszny had this year, and even Session. I mean, it took Session a while because he had the concussion in the preseason. It took him a while to figure out where he fit in this defense before he had the other concussion against Cleveland. The linebackers are very well coached in Jacksonville. And when you look up front, well, it's, you know, Jeremy Mitzi had a career season. Legay Doosable stepped outside from tackle, backup tackle, to starting left end, and played very well down the stretch. One of the reasons the Jaguars defense was able to still perform at a pretty high level. And that's a tribute to Joe Cullen. So it's good to have those guys back. Familiar faces, continuity in the meeting rooms,
hey, you
and
know,
guys that are a big part of Mel Tucker's staff.
It's like broadcasting 101. You remember, they tell you if you're going to interview somebody, never give up the microphone. Yeah. Always hold it if you're doing the interview.
Yeah.
Well, I'll never give up a coach. They have to pry the coach.
Yeah, they pried him. And they're outside now. And, again, we expect in the next, 5 to 7 minutes?
Maybe 7, 8 minutes.
Yeah, that they will go outside. And we're going to take another break because we want to get as many of them out of the way so that when they do go live outside, we'll carry Gene Smith, Mike Mularkey, and Shad Khan's comments for you here on the final Jaguars Coaches Show of the 2011 season on Jaguars Radio. All right, welcome back, Jaguars Coaching Show. A little choppy here in the first half hour. If you're just joining us for the final Tuesday evening Coaches Show of the 2011 season, Brian Sexton, Joe Fortunato. We were pleased to have Joe Cullen, the Jaguars former and now returning defensive line coach. Same for Mark Duffner, the linebackers coach. And we are trying to clear as many of the commercial breaks as we can in the first half hour so that when the folks outside start talking, that's General Manager Gene Smith, new head coach Mike Mularkey, and Jaguars owner Shad Khan, we'll carry all of it live. I'm watching a monitor in here now of what's going on out there. And Derek Cox, the Jaguars cornerback, who played so well this year when he was finally healthy. It was about a five-game stretch. That's it. He had knee and ankle and groin injuries. Then he had about a five-game stretch where Mel Tucker put him in a position to play press, and he played it very, very well. Very exciting. Hard to see him go down, but a guy with great potential. He's talking to the crowd. Let's see, Montel Owens is there. Uche Nwaneri, who many people in the know believe played just below a Pro Bowl level all season
John
long.
John Chick's up there, too. How about that?
John Chick is a guy. I know we didn't even get to talk to Joe Cullen about him. There are a bunch of guys out there, and, of course, you know, if you've got a crowd, and we're told that it's going to press 5,000 here this evening, in January, on a Tuesday night, you're saying something about the energy that the city is creating for the football team. So we'll take this break, and when we come back, we anticipate hearing from some of the players, and, of course, Gene Smith, Mike Mularkey, and Shad Khan. You're listening on the Jaguars Radio Network. All right, welcome back to the Jaguars Coaches Show. We are just a couple of moments away from heading outside where Tony Buscelli was interviewing some of the players. And we anticipate as soon as the video that they're showing on the Jumbotron is complete, which should be pretty quickly here, we will hear from Jaguars General Manager Gene Smith, new head coach Mike Mularkey, and new owner Shad Khan. Excited crowd out there. Don't know the exact number. We heard, you know, there was some talk. Could be about 5,000. The line was deep. And people are excited. And you could just see it in Joe Cullen and Mark Duffner's eyes. I mean, it's completely different now with Shad Khan and Mike Mularkey than it was before.
And what did Montel Owens just say? Don't underestimate small beginnings?
Don't despise small beginnings.
Don't despise,
and,
yeah.
And perhaps this year was a small beginning, the beginning of change. And now Mike Mularkey comes in and is assembling his staff. Bob Gutkowski is his offensive coordinator. They've got to hire an offensive line coach, ends coach, a wide receivers coach. They've got to put some things together on the offensive side. The good news is, if you're a Jaguars fan, you had a top five, sixth. All right, they were the sixth most productive defense in terms of yards allowed, but they were 9/10 of a yard behind fifth place. So they were a top five unit all season long. And you've got Mel Tucker coming back, and I know a lot of people would agree that that was a key component to the season, to be able to get him back. And they've got to hire now a secondary coach. And there's a lot of work to get done over the next couple of weeks. But, well, you like kind of where this franchise is headed right now, because it's headed towards better days. There's a commitment level on the part of everyone in this building, and you can see it. I mean, folks, I was here in 1994 before a lot of the folks got here, and the talent level and the energy level in these hallways was palpable. I mean, every day that you walked in here, you understood there was a lot of work that had to get done. And if you weren't willing to run, you were in the wrong place. And I think it's probably the natural process is that things get up and running, and it runs pretty well, and people lay back a little bit. They let it work. Well, the franchise is at a point right now where it really needs a lot of that energy. And Shad Khan has brought that into the building, and you can see that people's approach is very energetic, and the expectation level is strong. And I'm watching now on the screen as Shad Khan walks out onto the field with his wife, Ann, and we expect that he will speak last here this evening. But you can see the energy level. It's still kind of weird to me, Joe, to see them introduce the Jaguars owner and not have it be Wayne and Dolores Weaver.
Now she's got a Jaguar print shawl.
Well,
so she's,
you know, you
she's
make
right
the,
there.
You make the investment that they've made in there. You are, you know, that's clearly going to be a staple there. But it's interesting. You get so comfortable with the way that things are, and you realize that things change, and, well, that's where the excitement level comes from. So the three gentlemen are on stage right now, and Tony Buscelli is going to hand the microphone here to Gene Smith. And why don't we go out to it?
All right, to kick it off, we got three of the men up here who are going to help lead us to the next level, to the rebirth, to bring championships right here to this stadium here in Jacksonville for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And to kick it off tonight, our general manager, Gene Smith.
Thank you very much. It's really an honor to be here tonight. I have to tell you, we can not only hear you, but we can feel you. And I take great honor in being a Jaguar. And really, the Jaguars are your team. And tonight, I want to talk to you about Mike Mularkey, our new head football coach. Mike played quarterback in high school before he went to the University of Florida. He converted to tight end, and after playing tight end for 3 years, he was drafted by the San Francisco 49ers and played 9 years in the National Football League. After a nine-year playing career, Mike has now got 18 years of coaching experience under his belt. He's got 8 years as a coordinator. Five of those teams have been in the playoffs. Over the last 4 years, he's been in the top 10 in total offense, scoring, fewest sacks, fewest turnovers, third down conversion. This guy knows offense, and he knows how to assemble a strong staff. Going through the head coach search, there were certain things that Mr. Khan and I were looking for. And certainly Wayne was a part of the process, but Mr. Khan certainly has got a very good feel for people, very passionate about what he does. And I can tell you the one thing that we certainly wanted is to bring a leader in here. And I truly believe that Mike Mularkey has all the traits that you look for in a leader, starting with the first thing, integrity. Tremendous man, tremendous family man. His wife, Betsy, he has two sons. He's certainly all into this community here. And so for me tonight, to have an opportunity to talk about our new head football coach and someone that is going to lead us to where we want to go, and that's ultimately to win a championship here for the city of Jacksonville. So I just want to tell you again, thank you for all of your support, passionate support, and for being here tonight. Thank you very much. So in saying all that, I want to introduce our new head football coach, Mike Mularkey.
Wow. Wow. No, I'm excited. I'm really excited to be a part of this organization. I'm really excited about being part of this community, and I'm really excited about being home. You know, this is about the rebirth of the Jaguars. It's about the rebirth of me. It's about the rebirth of you, the fans, and getting this thing on the right track and bringing a consistent winner here year in and year out. The two gentlemen behind me have a plan, and I'm fortunate to be a part of that plan. And that plan involves a lot of energy, which they have shown this last week, and we have been attacking this coaching staff, hiring, the game planning, getting the playbooks together. We're full speed ahead for this next season already. I want you to know that. I have some coaches here I'd like to introduce that we've hired in the process. On our defensive side, our defensive side, my, ours, and your assistant head coach, Mel Tucker. Long-time assistant in the league, a good friend, Mark Duffner, our linebacker coach. Our defensive line coach, Joe Cullen, one of the best in the business. Our assistant special teams coach, Craig Aukerman. And our defensive assistant, Brandon Blaley. And why I get a chance to be up here in front of you guys, you know, the one thing when you go through the interview process is you watch a lot of tape. You watch a lot of tape on the team you're going to interview with. And I spent a lot of time watching all three phases of this football team to make sure I was prepared in the interview process. And one of the things you look for on film is how are these players on the field with four games left to go and the changes. I think Derek made the comment there's changes, coaching change, ownership change. How are they going to step on the field and represent this organization and this city? Because that is a direct reflection on how these coaches are going to represent this organization and this city. And I can tell you this, to the last play of the last game, Mel and this staff held this team together. And these guys played. You have the right people. And that's a credit to this staff, and that's a credit to these players. We got the right guys in the locker room. We got the right people behind me. We got the right people that we're trying to hire on the staff right now, and we got some good ones coming. We got a lot of right stuff, and it's important. It's important to me, and it's important to these guys that we do this thing the right way. To bring a consistent winner here is very important to me and this organization. And really, for these guys to be successful is very important to me. That's why I got in this business to coach. I love to see success, to see something come out that you worked with and installed and see it actually come to life through these players. And that's why I think we all coach. But it also we feel their pain when it's not done right. So we are all in this together. It's our motto in that building right now, all in. If you're not all in, you're all out. And we're all in. We're all in. I'm very proud to be a part of this. Just amazed at the turnout. We're gonna bring something here that you're gonna be excited about coming to these games on Sundays. And I appreciate being a part of this, and I look forward to hopefully getting a chance to be a part of meeting and being a part of the crowd and bringing something exciting every Sunday to this organization and this city. Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, let's give a big hand for our new head coach, Mike Mularkey, our GM, Gene Smith. These are two of the men that are going to lead this franchise back to greatness and to bring championships here. And now before we hear from the third one who's going to lead us for a long, long time, we have a special message from Afghanistan.
Hello, Jaguar fans. I'm here with the 125th Security Forces Squadron out of Jacksonville, Florida.
We're here from Bagram Airfield, Afghanistan.
We want to welcome Mr. Khan and Coach Mularkey to the Jaguar family. We'll see you next season in the stadium.
Go, go Jaguars!
With that, it's my pleasure to introduce the next gentleman who's going to speak, who none of us had ever heard of his name about 7 weeks ago. I remember walking into Dan Edwards' office the morning it was announced that the Weavers were selling the team, and I heard him mention the name Shahid Khan. And I looked at Dan, I said, "Who's that?" And he says, "That's a name you better get to know." I said, "Why is that, Dan?" He said, "Because he's the new owner of your Jacksonville Jaguars." And let me tell you what, since that point, I think every one of us understand the energy, the excitement, the commitment, and the passion that Shahid Khan and his family has for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And I'll tell you, all you have to do is look at his story. And if you haven't heard his story yet, go to jaguars.com and look, or .com, either way, and look at his story. It's a story of the American dream. It's a great story. And he's done amazing things. And let me tell you what's going to happen here. There's amazing things going to get started right here in Jacksonville. And I'm looking forward to Mr. Khan and the team that he assembles bringing a Super Bowl championship right here to Jacksonville. So with that, welcome Shahid Khan, our new owner.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, we can. Only in America, Jacksonville, I'm all in. If you could please help me welcome my wife, Ann. I think there's no doubt now Jacksonville's got the best fans in the NFL. Okay? We're going to have a lot of fun together, and we're going to win together. Right here. So with that, let me tell you, I mean, I'm absolutely, with every fiber of my body, committed to putting a winner in a Super Bowl right here in Jacksonville. And every person I run into Jacksonville, I've told them, don't you ever forget it, and hold me accountable every time you see me.
All right, so here we are back. They're doing a little Q&A, and so we're going to dump out at that point. And hopefully you enjoy the opportunity to hear from Gene Smith and Mike Mularkey and Shad Khan. I don't know that I can convey to you the look on their faces. There's a steeled determination to each of the men out there. They're trying to enjoy the moment because it really is an impressive crowd. And the folks and the way they've showed up with their energy has got a lot of people really excited about what can be. There's also this sense of they got a lot of work to get done. Coach Mularkey is still looking for an entire offensive staff. He's got Mel Tucker, and he's got Joe Cullen, and he's got Mark Duffner. He's got to hire a secondary coach. Probably have to hire a strength coach as well. A lot of things have to go in. They got a lot of pieces to put in place. And as you heard Mark Duffner say, a lot of those guys are headed over to the East-West Shrine game tomorrow. And then following that, a number of these guys, all of them, will at some point be through Mobile, Alabama next week for the Senior Bowl practices. There is a whole lot that this staff has to get done. We thought that Mr. Khan would speak a little bit longer. This is a very accomplished businessman, and he had a smile on his face, and I wondered if for half a second he wasn't just overcome by the reaction of the crowd and decided to kind of back off and just enjoy it. It's tough to imagine that I'm saying this, right? But less is more sometimes when it comes to words.
I think, like I said, we're sitting here looking at it.
Right.
When the crowd started chanting, "Yes, we can," I think that kind of it shook them up a little bit.
Well, this is not the auto parts world. It's not the world of bumpers and things like that. I mean, this is the emotional side of the sports is the toy department, right? I mean,
yeah.
in the department store of life, sports is the toy department. And here
I
he
love
is,
the toy department.
Here he is, with the toy department. And, it harkens back to something that Wayne said before he left. And I said, how long do you think it will be before Mr. Khan can't stand it? I mean, he talked about he's not moving here full time. He's still in Champaign where his other companies, the heartbeat of what he has built his business on. And he said it's intoxicating. And that was all I could think about, watching him there on the screen. It's intoxicating. So
well, you'd hope he's got people in place over at Flexing Gate.
Yeah, I'm
who
sure
can
he does.
Take over, and
he hasn't got to his station in life without putting a lot of very competent people in a lot of different positions so that he can do what he wants to do. All right, let's take our final break, and we'll come back and wrap up the Jaguars Coaches Show for the 2011 season and look forward to 2012 after this on Jaguars Radio. All right, we're back to wrap up another season of the Jaguars Coaches Show on the Jaguars Radio Network. And Jaguars finished 5-11, and they finished in a difficult spot. In fact, every other team that finished with a losing record out of the playoffs, it's tough. I mean, you got to generate some enthusiasm. You got to give people a sense of why they should be excited. Not here in Jacksonville. I mean, new ownership, the new coaching staff combined with the belief that a defense that's pretty much ready to go with a running game that's strong, if they can fix the passing game, I'm sure that all factors into it. But, sincerely, 2012 looks like it is going to be a very energizing year to be a Jaguar fan. And we're seven and a half months away from starting the process all over again.
Got draft in a couple months.
With the Jaguars Coaches Show, absolutely. The free agency, the draft, mini camps. They'll get an extra mini camp now with the new coaching staff. 2012 looks bright, folks. It certainly is new. And there's enough reason for optimism to just let you all know how much we appreciate you joining us every Tuesday night. What was a very different year for us as well. So on behalf of Joe Fortunato and all of our affiliates across the radio network, we wish you good night. And we'll talk to you again soon.